Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
JT.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was commenting. I wanted to echo what Shatsy was talking about, Melvin's situation, how he managed the Giants in certain situations. And I was echoing him about the use of Eldridge, like the other day. And I was commenting on how the other day Eldridge walked. The Giants was down one run. They sub him in for cost, and the guy dies at first base. Didn't become a threat or anything. Didn't run anything. And that's been like those kind of decisions from Melvin all season long. As far as Walker, Walker can walk as far as I'm concerned. And I'm serious. He can walk. I'm a Giants diehard. Been there since the Candlestick when I was 5-6 years old. And I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Frustrated, and I understand Shatsy's frustration as well. As far as being a coach, I coach myself, and you like you say, you want to build something. You want to see what these kids can do in certain situations, and he's not giving them a chance, and they show him in the dugout. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing sometimes. Yep. Anyway, that was my morning comment, and I'm a Giants diehard. You know what I'm saying? But thanks. I listen to you guys every morning going to work. And you guys, Shatsy almost blew up my radio this morning.
Thanks, hey, JT.
I appreciate it, JT. You know, I just think, you know, this Giants season has been a frustrating one, but at least the passion is back. I think that's why it's such a building block type of a year for me when it comes to the Giants. They've been so lacking any kind of care from the fan base for so long. Apathy is probably the appropriate word, but like just lifeless for so long. I actually feel something when it comes to the Giants that's authentic. And it's not just from me, who's a psychopath when it comes to the Giants. It's from a lot more people. And I feel like the attendance numbers have clearly indicated that.
Yeah.
I think having everyday players that we care about, really, that has been a big indicator. And then also, you know, the way they've lost these games and the frustration from the fan base, I think in years past, it fell on deaf ears because no one was watching. Now, like, people are, like, angry. Like, I know, Ryan Walker, I'll defend him, and I will. I will defend him. He's not a ninth inning guy. He's a great setup man. I love him in the setup role. I don't love him in the closer role. I think the ninth inning is just different. But the fact that so many people are so angry with him right now tells me, like, at least Giants fans care. That's how bad it is. I'm happy we care.
Right.
So much to be mad at him. It's kind of sad, too.
Well, and he was kind of, and I agree with you in this part, he was put in a very difficult position. You get rid of your closer, Camilo Duvall goes, Rodgers leaves, Randy Rodriguez, your all-star this year from the bullpen's perspective, gets hurt. He's out for a year. Like, He was put in an unfavorable position when we all knew, and I'm sure he deep down knows, I'm not really a closer, but you keep yo-yoing him around early on in the season too. Where's his confidence at? Hell, it was literally him and Spencer Bivens that you can count on that were at the start of this season. And then the wear and tear of all those close games, like you're not blowing other teams out, so there's a lot of high leverage situations. Yeah, it's going to blow up in your face. And that's what happened. That's why I'm not really going to be too hard on the guy. I understand people's frustration with him. I'm not going to choose to crush him right now. There's a lot of other things you could be upset about. I'm not going to choose to be upset about Ryan Walker. He was put in an unfavorable position. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're talking about the Giants and whether or not they have taken a step forward this season in your eyes, Giants fans, as their postseason hopes have officially come to an end with a loss to the, not Arizona, but the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Final score 9-8. They'll try to salvage that series today. And then they wrap up a three-game series against the Rockies over the weekend. And yeah, you mentioned their attendance total, and that's kind of what I'm looking at too. The Giants fans are reciprocating that love. And the people are coming back to the ballpark ever since, obviously, COVID happened, and it was tough. And in 2021, I think they had 1.6 million in attendance, their home attendance, obviously. And then 2022, 2.4. 2023, 2.5. 2024, 2.6. 2025, 2.7. It's probably going to be close to 3 million, Joe, after today and then over the weekend. That shows you that they are going in the right direction because the fans are reciprocating.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 2024 and 2023. Okay, so two opening day lineups, all right? Name me anyone who was the starter opening day on 2023 and 2024, just to show how far we've come for the Giants.
So Matt Chapman, obviously, last year.
Matt Chapman is one.
Okay.
At third base in 2024.
Elliot Ramos
was not
in 2024,
the team in 2024 got called up midway through.
That was incredible. You're right. Let's go to Yastrzemski.
Yastrzemski was your right field starter in 2024.
Let's go to Patrick Bailey.
Patrick Bailey, one of the years in 2024.
Jung-Hoo
Lee, 2024 center fielder,
right? Yeah. This is just 2024 and 2023.
Pick either one.
Are we going to start? Are we going not pitching?
This is just the opening day lineup.
And then obviously Logan
Webb was your pitcher Logan both Webb, times, just both to give it to you. He's done it four years in a row.
Yeah.
J.D. Davis, not your opening day third baseman in 2023.
Sam's devastated by that one.
It was Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer, wow.
And we've learned he can't move. I'll give you your first baseman, both years. Lamont Wade Jr.
Lamont.
Think about where you are.
I've already forgotten. No, seriously. The late night Lamont, it was super late. It must have been 2 in the morning, Lamont Wade Jr., because I forgot about him.
This year. Your catcher in 2023 was Roberto Perez.
Oh, my God.
Can you name
Was Luis Matos anywhere?
Luis Matos not there. Your other left fielders, Conforto in 2024.
Oh, no.
You'll never get 2023. No.
No.
Starts with an S. Blake Sable.
Sable!
Can you name your second baseman? Opening day, 2024, 2023. Just think of how far we've come.
Tyro Estrada.
Both years.
Let's go. Yeah.
All right. And then your last one is
he
your
good?
DH both years.
Ooh.
2023,
Pasoy. Oh, wow. Jock.
Okay. Last year.
What was 2024? What was last year? You tell me.
It was the guy they gave a bunch of money to on a 3-year deal. Jorge Soler. Exactly.
I forget. Carter said, Jorge Soler.
So,
I hate you so much.
So just hear me out. Okay, this is why it's a building block here. Look at this year. You have Ramos, who batted leadoff last night, playing left field. It's the first time we've had a homegrown guy hit 20 home runs in a long time. Look, I got questions on him on defense. I have crazy questions on him as a baseball player, but he's been a good baseball player. I want him to improve in a lot of areas, reduce the strikeouts, play better defense. In the two-hole last night was Raffy Devers. He was your first baseman. Raffy Devers hit 20 home runs since being acquired by the Giants.
Mm.
It's pretty crazy, right? Yeah. And that's a down year. Yeah. Hit 33 home runs. It's a down year. Willy Adames was your starting shortstop, all right? Willy Adames, All right?
Yep.
He's going to hit 30 home runs. 226. If that's a down year, I'll take it. Chapman, really down year. 20-something home runs, 20-something doubles, 232. I still think it's a down year, but better.
Bryce Eldridge, team in war still, if you want to care about that, 3.9.
Whatever. Yeah. Bryce Eldridge was my DH last night. Pinch hit by Wilmer Flores in the ninth. Jung-Hoo Lee, all said and done, he's going to bat 15 points over league average at 261. I still think there's a lot of room to grow. Bailey is your catcher. Christian Koss or Casey Schmidt. Last night it was Christian Koss at second base. And then you got Gilbert in right field. So to me, you got like three or four positions that are up in the air, right? A couple outfield spots, the catcher, and then you clearly need to improve your starting rotation. They've come a long way. Just think of how far they've come. So I know we want to be championship or bust year after year after year in every sport. Sometimes you got to crawl before you can walk, before you can run. Right now, we're walking, and I'll take it.
Logan Webb echoed those same sentiments, Joe, calling this Giants team the most talented he's been on.
Every year is different. I think this year is probably the most frustrating. Definitely, no offense to the teams we've had before, but this is the most talented team I've been on. And yeah, I think there's a lot of expectations, and yeah, it sucks. You know, you trade for, looking back at that, was it May or June? I think we win that first game in LA to go up. And it's June, right? There's so much baseball. I mean, you see what happens. It's happening all around baseball right now. It's a crazy sport, but you know, we trade for a guy like Devers, and we were excited. It's not that it's kind of hard to pinpoint. You know, when things go wrong, it's unfortunately just seems like we've let it stay wrong for a long time, and that's not a very good recipe for success. And unfortunately, it seems like this is four straight years where it's been the exact same thing. So yeah, it just sucks.
I think he's right. I 100% agree with him. This is the most talented nucleus that they've had since he's been here. Way more so than 2021. 2021, a lot of guys played over their heads. You know, you call it fluke, outlier, whatever you want to call it. Like, we all can acknowledge, like, a lot of things fell into place.
Yeah, they caught lightning in a bottle,
yeah,
for sure.
Right, and look, they get a lot of credit for that. It is the most talented team, and yet still flawed. I want to make that clear. Still flawed. There's still a couple off-seasons trade deadlines away. Like, I think they need to add to the mix.
They're right now, they're still fourth in a division that might have three playoff teams. And the Diamondbacks are right there. That was a huge win for them last night. The only game back of the Mets for that third wild card spot. They're fighting right there. And they have, again, I compare them first because I know everyone wants to compare them to the Padres and Dodgers, the Giants. Compare them just to the D-backs. D-backs had all the reason in the world to lie over this year. And they didn't. They've had injuries everywhere. Hell, Corbin Burns, their big offseason signing, hasn't even like participated this season because he had Tommy John.
But I think the quote that we heard last night was, this is the most talented team I've played on. Like, that initially hit me. But then when I heard his full response, he's like, yeah, but for whatever reason, you know, we just didn't. And then I go, well, I know what the reason is. It's Pop Melvin. Duh. I'm not saying they should have been able to overcome some of their roster flaws. But, like, you can't be stinky. And I'm talking as bad winning percentage-wise as the White Sox for 50 games and think you could dig yourself out of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.